Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your host, Brother Elohim. And I'd like you to welcome to the Elohim Radio Show, which is on every Sunday. Well, we wasn't here last Sunday because my sister made transition. I had to make sure I took care of that, and that was good. Had a nice little homegrown service for her, and it was pretty good, you know? Okay. Now, I have a topic of the day. You're on the path, but do you understand the signs? But before we get into that topic of the day, we're going to give you a little update on how the show works. We're messengers, so we're giving you a message here for the first half an hour. Then you do a little commercial, give a shout-out to some of our friends who are trying to get messages to you as well. So after that commercial, then you'll be able to ask questions. If you want to ask questions, just hit 1, and they'll let me know that you want to ask a question, but we don't take questions until after the commercial, which is half an hour into the show. And we're going to get started with the show. Every week, we start off with the same thing because our problem in our communities, most all the communities, doesn't matter what color you are, but in all the communities, because this culture teaches us pretty much the same thing, and we're kind of dysfunctional all around the board. We always talk about love first because we can't redeem ourselves, we can't get together, we can't do anything if we don't know how to love each other. Now, they teach us love as some kind of emotional entanglement that we get into, and it just happens to happen you fall in love with somebody. But that's not quite true. Love is the act that make others feel good. And a lot of times when you meet a person that's committing these acts towards you and making you feel so good, you attach an emotion to that. And that's what fosters the love from you because of the acts that the person's committing towards you, you know. If they commit the wrong acts, then it's going to turn out to be one hate fest, and that's not what you want. So when you're dealing with your family, be mindful of what you say. If you say something to them, make sure it's something that'll make them feel good, okay? And those that don't know what actual love is, go and, give them a message. Let them know that, you know, love is the act that makes others feel good. So when you're dealing with me, commit acts that make me feel good. If you're coming at me with something that you know that's not going to make me feel good, just keep it to yourself because it's just going to generate the wrong kind of emotions towards you. And the next thing you know, we'll be at each other's throats and we won't be talking to each other and stuff like that there. So I'm not getting into the whole love thing, but I just wanted to give that message. That's a message that we need to give every week because we need to love each other more. You know? And a lot of us, we talk about love, talk about we want to help each other. You know, we talk the talk, but it comes time to walk and not walk. We don't walk the walk. Just like I'm on the radio every Sunday, and I'll give commercial shout-outs to people who I think are doing pretty good on the radio, and I listen to their shows, and they don't even mention my name in most cases, you know. So they're talking the talk, but they need to learn more how to walk the walk, and I think that's kind of important, okay? Now, the topic of the day is that you're on the path, but do you understand the signs? Now, that's kind of interesting because the signs are not easy to see. It's like when you're in a jungle, you're walking on the path. You don't know that a rock has been stepped on and it's shiny on top, so you don't know that somebody's been on the path or a leaf has turned over. Or if you break a leaf, if you come to a bush with berries on it, you don't know that if you break the vine, if it has milky juice, it's poison. And if it has clear juice, it's not poison. See, these are little some things that people teach you or talk to you about when you're on the path, okay? Now, we did have religious path, a spiritual path. We got all kinds of paths that we're on, but we're talking about the path of life and the path that's going to take you towards your freedom, you know? And that's very important because we go through so much. We get involved with so many groups. And 250 years, we've been involved with different groups. We've got more we got more action from the people that are running the government because we talk about government as if it's something separate from ourselves. But it's just people, people that you've elected or people that you've picked to do things for you, you know. And based on what their agenda is, it gets a little tricky out there, you know. So... So there's many different paths that you can be on. But the path that we're talking about is the path to enlightenment, the path to a conscious understanding, so that you'll know exactly what we're talking about. Now, there's been some different concepts about the word understanding. So I'm going to go for that just for a second. And legalese, understanding means you stand under the jurisdiction of the government when you say you understand, that you accept the rules and regulations. And when you overstand, it means you don't accept the rules and regulations. You stand over what they're talking about, okay? So when I say understand, I'm saying that you're actually acknowledging what I'm saying, and it's information that you can stand under and actually run your life by the information that I'm giving you, okay? And when I use the term overstand, I'm dealing with something that we don't really want to accept, something that really we don't really want to be a part of, okay? Now, so let's get back to the path here, you know? In order for them to get control of you on the path, what they do, they give you messages of children. When you're children, because that's how they get you caught up into the nonsense that they have going on for you, which damages your conscious reality, okay? So the stories that they tell you, they tell you stories like the Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf. You know, I mean, what a story to tell a child! But it's interesting. It has a very, very good subliminal message if you actually listen to the story with a conscious understanding of what they're trying to do. Okay, now you got Big Bear Wolf. She goes into the house and she sees the wolf sees her on the path, but he don't mess with her on the path, because if he comes out while she's on the path, she's going to recognize who this guy is. She said, "Oh, wait a minute, that's the wolf. I can't deal with this guy in no kind of way, because he's going to eat me." So the wolf has to disguise himself to fool the little girl. So the wolf goes in, eats grandma, and disguises himself as grandma. So when the little girl comes in, but the little girl's looking at this, she said, "Wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture here. Grandma, what big eyes you have." She said, "I wasn't that big last time I was here. Grandma, what big ears you have." We get to the teeth, the wolf jumps up and eat her. Well, what was so important? Now, here's a subliminal message that they're giving to children. What was so important that the wolf ate the grandma? See, the grandma is an ancestor. The grandma is one who lives on a path and can guide you down the path to tell you what's going on. So that's a subliminal message to disconnect the child from her grandparent. You know what I'm saying? Because her grandparent is wise and they know, because they done been down. They done been there and done that. So that's a subliminal message. That's one message. And then when the big bear wolf attacks her, grandma ain't there to help her. See what I'm saying? So she can't get no help from her parents and peers. She's basically on her own. So they disconnect her from her ancestors so that she don't try to study that. And she understands that she's on her own, and the only people that's around her when she's by herself is her peers, her friends. So she has to develop some kind of close relationship with them, because she's out there by herself. Like when you send your child to school, the child is alone. The child is on their own. And they have to deal with the other children for protection and get in little groups so that they can secure each other. You see what I'm saying? So this is the subliminal seduction that they just that. Now, that's just one little cartoon. I'm going to go to a few more. Now, we got Hansel and Gretel. What's the subliminal message of Hansel and Gretel? Now, here, Hansel and Gretel on the path. And you got to remember, these children are on a path. Hansel and Gretel is on a path. Little bits of stuff that's good, which is information, was left with a child. So if the child pick up this little information and follow this all the way to the house is laid out with gingerbread and all kinds of goodies. But inside the house was evil waiting to get the child. So the child can't follow correct information. The child can't follow information that's good for her, because it leads to her destruction. That's the subliminal message. The evil witch is inside the house with a pot ready to eat the children. See what I'm saying? So the subliminal message is that when you're on a path, you can't take the good stuff. You can't take that good information that makes you a better person, you know, like stuff that's coming through the mosques and the churches and the synagogues and all that. Oh, boy, we got to stay away from that, because that will lead to our destruction. And this is the subliminal message coming through Hansel and Gretel. Now, here we got Santa Claus, right? What? Now, that is one of the strongest subliminal messages that they give to the children in the world. You got this jolly, fat, white guy, right? Comes down all the chimneys all over the world, okay, to bring the children goodies. But he knows when you're sleeping, knows when you've been good or not, and knows when you're awake, so be good for goodness sake. Santa Claus is taking the place of God. Only a God with all this stuff, as they relate what God is to you. You follow what I'm saying? So if you'll be good, this little fat white guy is going to come down the chimney and give you stuff. Now, here's a subliminal message. Even though your parents is working day and night, breaking their neck to buy all this here stuff for you, the credit don't go to them. And they're not taking the credit for all the hard work they're doing and the sacrifices that they're making to bring you stuff that you need on Christmas Day, you know? So the subliminal message is, my board just went down. Well, I'm hoping everybody can still hear what's going on. My board just cut off on me for some reason, which there we go again, okay? But I'm going to keep talking, assuming that just because the board went down, that the line is still connected and you still can hear what I'm saying, okay? In fact, let me check right quick to see if you can hear what I'm saying. I'm going to check. Yeah, okay, so the line is still going through. I just got to get the board set back up again, okay? So I'm going to keep talking because we only have an hour, and that's not actually a lot of time, you know? Okay, I got the board back. So it just shut down. The computer just shut down, but the board is still up. Okay, so now we're talking about Santa Claus. Now, once you begin falling in line with those stories, once they put that stuff in your mindset, okay, this is the next thing they give you. They give you a fat bald head white guy with a kite named Benjamin Franklin. Okay, now he throws a kite up in the air, lightning strikes the kite, and all of a sudden we know about electricity. But they don't teach you that the Egyptians had electricity. There was electroplating, they had bulbs, they had the bag, they had battery, all that's electricity. But we couldn't get electricity until the white boy threw a kite up there. And they want you to believe that. And when they ask you that in school, in the classroom, right, that's something that you have to put on a paper to pass. But that's crazy. That's like Santa Claus. It's the same thing as Santa Claus. You follow what I'm saying? This is a subliminal seduction that they're doing with the children so that you can't see the signs on the path. They want your mind so corrupted towards nothing that you don't look for what's the reality of what's going on, you know? I mean, the Egyptians had machines that made clothes that ran off electricity. Just like they give you this Megalopesca, right, and giving him all his credit for what he done discovered, but the design for what he had is the design of the pyramids. They had electricity without the wire. Wireless electricity. You're talking about Wi-Fi. We had it back then. But they don't take our children back into what we had because they want to cut them off like they did move around here. They want to cut them off from the ancestors. They do not want you to research your history and what happened prior to them coming to this country because we were already here, okay? Now they give you another guy, right? Isaac Newton. These are crazy stories they give you, but they mock the stories that we have in our books, take us on the path. This guy Isaac Newton sitting under the tree, right? And an apple fall on his head, and all of a sudden, they know about gravity now, okay? But yet, you got people that are building buildings with blocks as big as 3 or 4 semi-trucks, okay? But they don't know nothing about gravity. They don't have a clue about gravity, you know what I mean? This is the nonsense that they're giving to our children, and our children begin to feed into this because of the nonsense that they're giving with Hansel and Gretel and Santa Claus and all that other crazy stuff that they're giving. Then they come along with something else. They tell you that you just crawled up out of the sea and started walking and talking. Now, I mean, you have, if you believe Santa Claus, then you can believe this crap that they, that Darwin is putting out, which is a, it's a bunch of crap, you know. And when they get you going as a child with these crazy nonsensical stories, and they get you to believe them because you can't pass the test unless you put that down on the paper. You understand? So it must be right if you have to put it down to pass the test. But and this is how they start stripping your children of how to deal with conscious reality, because they get them caught up in these stupid stories, and we don't question these stories. If you talk to people right now, ask them who discovered gravity, they say Isaac Newton. Red lightning code, they'll say Benjamin Franklin, because they don't know their history. They don't know what they've been doing all these years, building and manufacturing and stuff. We were electroplating gold in Egypt. The Egyptians was electroplating gold. This is how much was going on. They used machinery to drill holes and stuff like that, cutting through granite rock. But this information don't get to the children because they don't want the children to start thinking properly so they can overcome the nonsense that they're giving them, okay? Now, they tell the children, all of a sudden, we dropped out of the sky. We was hanging out with the monkeys. We dropped out of the sky, and we turned into human beings. Now we're putting up satellites and stuff coming from the monkeys. Okay. I mean, when you really stop and think about the nonsense that they're giving our children, it's absolute nonsense. You know what I mean? If monkeys were making humans, how come monkeys ain't still making humans? We got monkeys and gorillas and everything. How come no more humans is coming from them? If that's where we came from, they should be still making humans. But it ain't, that ain't so, you know? And then they go back to, I'm not even going to talk about carbon dating, how they're using to measure everything. Carbon dating is a bit of a primitive way to measure everything, you know? Then they have a missing link. I mean, that's like going from counting from 1 to 10, but 6 is missing. So, okay, we're just going to skip 6 and just go ahead on the 10. They can't get the 10 without 6. They cannot verify or prove the crap that they're putting in our children's minds and making it mandatory to answer with that same crap in order to pass the test. And we wonder why our children are confused, okay? Our children are thrown off because what they're giving the children is so unbelievable, you know, that it will actually blow your mind. And we don't have an educational process for our children because we have been raised in a culture for us to be not who we are, you know? And they make sure, I mean, they spend millions of dollars to make sure that information do not get to you so that you can begin to understand what the heck is going on, you know? And everybody that I've been through, if you've been through the school system, you've been through this cultural madness that they're giving you, everybody's been through it. What I'm trying to do right now, this message is designed to give you a understanding of how they're stripping your children of their consciousness. Think about it. The children right now, if you watch the games that the children are playing, watch the cartoons that are coming out, all of the children are on some kind of path fighting monsters. Think about it. They're on a path fighting monsters. In other words, they're taking your children from you at a very early age because you don't know what's going on. You don't know how they're subliminally seducing your children on a path that you're on. And our cartoons spend millions of dollars on these cartoons just so that they can, because the cartoons are a back door into the brain, into the brain. As they're programming your children going through these schools, they create a back door. So they can go in and sell you cars and lipstick and jewelry and shoes and toys and get out without disturbing the madness that they have put in your mind. The cartoons are the back door. Like children don't understand nutrition, but they want Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. Why? because Tony the Tiger is so cool, you know? Then they had Tony the Tiger scratching and doing hip-hop dancing and everything. That's the back door. That's how they get into your children, tell them what they want to do, get them to buy whatever they want, and then they get out. That's how it's done. And we don't know how to talk to our children, okay? Teenagers, oh, boy. You can't talk to the teenager unless you understand what cartoons they like. If you're having trouble talking to a teenager, those of you on the line right now, thank you for being here. Those of you on the line right now, if you have teenagers, find out what their cartoons are. The cartoons are the psychological, the cartoons are how they're set up psychologically. And once you understand what the cartoons are that they like, then you'll be able to talk to them through the cartoons. You know, use the cartoons as a guide to get in to talk to the children. And they'll listen to you. Once you bring that cartoon up and start asking what your favorite cartoons is and all that, they will begin to listen to you because you're going through the back door. They can hear you. Other than that, they can't hear a word you're saying because you're old school. That's outdated. You don't know what you're talking about. But everything that they're doing right now is the same as it was 100 years ago. It's just more modern, faster, which makes it seem better, but it's just faster and more minor, but it's the same old crap. Same old crap that they've been giving you as a child, they gave your parents as a child, they gave the slaves as a child when they had slavery going on in here, you know? Well, slavery is still going on. That's a whole nother show. But mainly what I'm trying to do is give you a message to hear what they're doing and how they're programming you and why it's so hard for you to stay on the path. Because you're listening to these people as if they have your best interest at heart, and they don't. They come in to get paid, and once they get paid, they're gone. They don't care nothing about you. They're not coming to you out of love. They're coming to you out of evil, which is a way to force their will on you, but they have to set it all up so that they can kind of get in without you realizing exactly what's going on. Now, this is one of the good points. I don't know if it's a good point or not, but it's one of the points that I found interesting when they're teaching you Darwinism, okay? There is no God over you, which makes you less than or not equal to under Darwinism, under the scientific methodology. You know what I'm saying? Which is good, because if the scientists know that they want something, they know that they have to create it. They don't sit down and make prayers and all that stuff to look for somebody to give it to them. They go do the research and find out because they know it's from them. This is the message that you have to get to your children. This is the message that you have to get. You're carrying power. And if something has to be done, you have the power within you to get it done. Now, I'm going to mention a quote by Jesus. They've been attacking the Bible and the Quran, Bhagavad Gita, Asbi. They attack all the books that were left on the path so that you can understand what they're doing and how to travel on the path so that you don't get caught up in all these traps that they got set for us. You understand? When Peter asked Jesus, where were the kingdom of heaven? He said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And everybody knows God lives in heaven. The message is, God is in you. You are a God man. You are the power. There's nothing greater than you anywhere in the universe. That's the biggest thought in this message that I can give anybody, you know? You don't have to pray to nobody. If there was, let's just take for example, there was somebody sitting there, you know, in a chair, watching over you, supreme being or whatever you want to call them, right? That knows what you're thinking, like they do with Santa Claus. What do you have to pray for? Every thought that you think, they already know. So what's the prayer for? All you have to do is think about what you want. And if what they're saying is true, then that's going to start coming to you. But see, what they're saying is true, but there's nobody up there. There's power coming to you through the universe. And as you think about what you want, the universe goes into motion to bring that to you because you are an extension of all of that. You know what I mean? So you can literally get whatever you want. What's that saying? What you think about, you bring about. That's why they got all these crazy shows and TVs and football and everything else. I mean, you can sit down with people and they know more about football than how to eat. You ask them about nutrition, they don't know nothing. But I ask them the stats on the guy that threw the last pass, the guy that ran for the most touchdowns. Oh, man, they right there. They can tell you every little thing you want to know. But ask them, you know, what are they eating? What kind of diet you on? They don't have a clue. Sitting up in the hospital taking all these pills, they got diabetes, they got cancer, everything. And there's cures for all of that stuff. But they're going to the body mechanics. That's what doctors are. They're body mechanics. They're not healers. The pharmaceutical companies are doing the healing because once you go in, the doctor diagnoses what's wrong with you, he turns you over to the pharmaceutical industry with medication and pills. They're the ones that's doing the healing, not the doctors. But now if you get cut a shot, the body mechanics, they're the best place to go. They'll patch you up, sew you up. I mean, they're good. They're body mechanics, you know, and that's what they are, you know. So what I'm saying is that in the Bible, it says, physician, heal thyself, okay? That's a message. Start studying. Start learning what you need to do to bring yourself into what you need to come into to be who and what you're supposed to be. The subliminal seduction has worked on us for 250 years. That's how long we've been going through this madness. And they have subliminalized us to the point that we don't know which way is up and which way is backwards, which way is down, okay? They talk about religion. We don't know what religion. Religion is just a way of life. Whatever you're following as a pattern to get you to 80 or 90, that's your religion. If it's football, that's all you're doing is football, then football is your religion. If all you're doing is going after the money, then money is your religion. If you're dealing with spirituality, then spirituality is your religion. You know what I'm saying? You bring religion to the planet. Not the other way around. It's your actions, what you're doing. That's what religion is all about. Yeah, people say, boy, he does that religiously. See what I'm saying? They give you the messages, but you can't hear what they're saying because you've been subliminalized to just overlook certain comments that's being made. You just can't hear the comments, you know? but the message that we're trying to bring today and every Sunday to bring you into your power, to bring you into your own, to turn you into that God or goddess that you're supposed to be. What is God? Conscious energy formed in flesh. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Okay? So you are an extension of all of this. Conscious energy formed in flesh makes you God. What is God's job? God's job is to take care of everything and everybody. When you start thinking like God, you say, well, there's 6 billion people on the planet. What am I going to do? How am I going to take care of all these people? What plan can I come up with to take care of food, clothing, shelter, and security for these 6 billion people? The 1%, they know they're God. That's why they have battleships, cruisers, planes, jets, because they have to take care of millions of people. They have to feed millions of people. I talk about my son like a dog. But when I think about it, I ain't feeding nobody, but I'm not even feeding myself. You understand what I'm saying? But my son, though, they thinking, man, we got to feed all these people. We got to keep food on the shelves in the supermarket, you know? And if that's what's going on, they're thinking as God. They're into the God mind. So they're planning and plotting on how to feed the planet. That's what God does. What are you thinking about? Stop for a minute. How many people are you talking about feeding? How many people are you talking about building houses for? How many people are you talking about securing where you need military equipment to take care and protect people? How many are you talking about? Most of us, if I gave you a tank, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. Man, what the heck am I going to do with a tank? Can't park it in front of my door. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're not thinking with your God mind. You're thinking like a less than not equal person. And a person is not as less than and not equal to is always looking for somebody to provide. always looking for somebody to do for them because they can't do for themselves, you know. So right now, I went a little overboard here. I get a little fired up when I see all the power that people are walking around with and not doing anything with it. You understand what I'm saying? It kind of bothers me because if I know about my power, you know about your power, that person, and we start coming together, creating a power base to move out as to move out with the thinking of God, we're planning that. You know, well, we need X amount of land because let's first start with our tribes, you know, our children, our grandchildren, and its entire diaspora. Sometimes that might be over 1,000 people, you know. Well, let's first start with that and see how many, what I can do to make sure that they're eating. And if you're doing that, I'm doing that, the person down the street doing that, we're looking at ways to feed thousands of people. And we have the mind to bring that into existence because of who we are, because of what we're carrying. This is why the 1% is so afraid to give you proper information, because once you wake up and realize who you are, you're not an African, you're not a Hindu, you're not a Frenchman, you're not a Russian, you're not an American, you're none of these things. You follow what I'm saying? You're connected to the entire universe. This little speck of dirt is nothing compared to what you actually control. But somebody told you that one little continent is what you identify with. When all those planets out there, all those solar systems out there, is what you're supposed to be identified with, because that's where you come from, that's who you are, that's what you're about. The 1% has done us a favor, but we don't know how to capitalize on it. Instead of calling ourselves by all the stuff that we're calling ourselves with, trying to get power, why not just be the 99% and start working together as the 99%? If we did that, the 1% won't stand a chance against the 99%, because that's where the real power is. The 99% is so split up. This is by design, by the 1%. They have the 99% so diversified, so split up, that it's hard to find 1% of the 99% to come together with anything. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, but it's they're masterful. They have a master plan out there. These guys are really, really good at what they're doing. They didn't just wake up overnight and start doing this. They've been studying this for at least a couple thousand years now, you know? How to manipulate and gain control over the 99%. They want control over the power. This is what they do. So right now, I'm going to take a minute here and do a little commercial here, because, like I said, I'm talking to talk. I want to walk the walk. So I want to mention some of the people who are on the radio that you can call in sometimes when they set up. And they're getting good information out, and I think it'll be good for you to get some of this stuff down, okay? So right now, this is the Elohim Radio Show. We're on every Sunday at 3 o'clock. Last dinner, I wasn't here. I had death in my family, so I had to take care of that. That took precedent, okay? When you call them, you do not mention your name unless you want us to, and you can mention your name if you want. Like, if you have a show, if you have if you're doing something, if you have a record on the market, or if you have you're selling something, or whatever you're doing, you can call in and you can take a shout out, you know, or you can give me your number and I'll add you to the commercial list, and I'll say it for you, you know, if you're doing something positive for your community, for yourself, and for people around you, you know. If you're not doing nothing positive, call me. Call me if you because we don't leave them alone, so we don't call me for nothing like that. You know, call me for something positive, something that you're doing that's going to help a few people. Okay. Now I've also put out a gospel CD. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency. Okay. Now one day we're going to talk about who Jesus really is, and we're going to, you know, really talk about Jesus, because that's some information. There's a lot of information about Jesus, or Yahshua ben Bedera, that's his actual name, that they kept from us, you know. But I used to tell him Jesus, because that's what we're more familiar with, okay? And it's called Jesus is Coming. Now, if you want to listen to it or find out more about the CD, our link is cdbaby/cd/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, okay? You can check it out. It's pretty good. I have tones in there. In all my music, I put tones in there that activate your pineal gland if you listen to the songs over and over, especially in a meditative state, okay? we ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? You know, we think he's going to come from the same place he came from in the first place, out of the goddess's womb. He's going to come out of the female's womb. So your sisters out there, be mindful about dropping them babies, having them abortions, and all that kind of stuff, because we need those babies, believe it or not. And if we want to get out of this mess, it's going to be the children. So you have to be mindful of what you're doing, what you're saying to children, because these babies are actually our salvation. And they're going to carry on the legacy of what we're leaving behind, okay? Now, I don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Christ Has Come. Most of what I talked about today is in that book, okay? And it's called, and it's in that book. So you can check it out. Or if you want more information about the book, it's called TCCA at 215-294-0223. That's from 9 to 5, okay? And I give you more information about the books. I have 3 books written, 2 books on the market right now, okay? Now, also, right after my show is over with, the Will I Am show comes on. He comes on every Sunday right after mine at 4 p.m. Eastern time, okay? 3 p.m. Central time. And the call-in number is 218-662-0460, and the PIN number or code is 7264768#. Brother is very enlightened. He talks about a lot of stuff. Well, naturally, we don't agree on everything. Nobody agrees on everything, but he's really on the right track. And he talks about everything under the sun because he's just that knowledgeable. And I don't think that if you call in and listen to his show that you'd be disappointed, because he'd be dropping some pretty heavy stuff, okay? And I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When the Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. For instance, just to give you a little short example, I used to wonder why they talk about Christopher Columbus discovering America and knowing that stuff never got here. But if you understood that the Americas went from Haiti all the way down into Mexico, and that was part of the global empire that we had set up, the Europeans attacked the Americas 5 times and got their butt kicked. When they sent their greatest general, which is the French guy, Napoleon Bonaparte, into the Americas, and he ran into Toussaint Louverture, and he got his butt kicked. But he had help from Mexico and the rest of the entire empire. He didn't just do it by himself. This is part of history that you don't get, but you can get it. See, this is what Horace Butler is bringing. He's bringing those missing pieces. And what they liked about Columbus is that he came with one ship and found a soft spot in the global empire. And he was able to get in there and wreak havoc. That's called creating a foothold. That's a military term for creating a spot that you can get in and build from. That's why they like Columbus, because he was the first European that can get in here, and he found a little soft spot and was able to stay. And the Americas was called America before the European even got here. So it didn't come from American speech and all that kind of stuff. The lies that they be telling us in school, the Africans had that name set up, you know what I mean? Because we had the global empire, and it was called the Americas. So I'm just giving you just a little small idea of what Horace Butler is bringing to the table, you know? That's why they tried to kill him. They tried to kill anybody trying to bring you the truth, okay? Now, you can get his book on Amazon.com. You can go get his book. Black stores, you can get his book as well, you know. Now, also, I want to give a shout out to Legacy of a Nation, show hosted by Brother Mack and Son, okay? They come on every Saturday at 6 p.m. They talk about, they have some pretty good information for you about health, politics, and history, and economics. So you want to check on them. Their number is 347-677-1533. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Mickey Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor and a reader, and she's very, very good. So if you get a chance, check her out. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. So you can get a good dose of her before you go to sleep, and I think that'll be good. Her website is NikkiLoveWunam.com. And the phone number for her on those days she come on is 215-8040, okay? And we also have the Black Cross Nurses out of Philadelphia. That's an organization that's sponsored by the UNIA. And they're on 53rd and Gerard Avenue. And, boy, do we need our own nurses because these doctors are killing us, okay? And it's headed by Masima Muhammad. And that call number is 215-796-0366. And I'd like to also give a shout-out to RBG Industries. I mean, they make clothes, buttons, and flags. If you want some tailor-made clothes, give them a call, and they can help you out with any little things that you might need as far as something being made for you, okay? That call-in number is 609-638-8528. I'd like to give a shout-out to Tom Ford, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has 6 CDs on the market. He has an old-style, Philadelphia old-style school. And if you want more information about his music and what he does gospel and lyric music. He just likes the music, and I think his music is pretty good. Just Google CD Baby, then type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thornton yourself for more information at 267-259-4077. I'll also like to give a shout-out. I got a shout-out, just one or two more, because I think we need to support each other, and we need to help each other and in reference to what we're trying to do, especially trying to do something positive, okay? So I'd like to give a shout-out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers. They just released their new CD called Reflection. And I've listened to the CD 3 times. It's really, really good. For more information on the album or how to book the group, call Patrick at 215-407-1419. I've seen these guys throw down, and, man, it's a real treat. So treat yourself. Go and check them out. I'd also like to give a shout-out to our resident natural path healers and doctors. We got to give them a shout-out, okay? We got Dr. Paul, and his number is 215-779-7355. We got Dr. Bill, and his number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve to be sick. No, I'm serious. Nobody deserves to be sick. But we don't really think anyone deserves to be sick. So give them a call. And don't worry, be healthy, because these brothers will get you healthy if you're not feeling good. That's Dr. Paul and Dr. Bill, okay? Now, let's get back into the topic. Now, I can open the mics right now. If anybody have a question or comment or something they want to say, just click on and we can, you can make a comment. If you have a question, I'll open up the mic for you. Just press 1 on your dial, and I'll just mention the last 4 numbers that you're calling from. And if you have something to say, you can click, you can just chime in and say it. Other than that, I'm going to just keep on with the message, okay? Now, they make fun of the Bible, the Quran, and the other good books left by our ancestors of how to follow the path. Now, here's the biggest problem. I listen to some of the atheist shows, and they're making fun of these books and talking about the Christians and the Muslims and the Hebrews and the other religious group because they say they're atheists and they don't believe in none of this stuff. Well, here's the biggest problem. The Bible was written by all black people. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to say that again because most of us don't know that. The Bible was written by all black people, okay? And they're trying to interpret the books. But the Europeans don't have a clue. That's like one of the European ancestors 100 years from now trying to interpret what the children are saying today. They speak in a slang dialect. And they don't have a clue to what they're saying. So when they interpret these books, they write them so that it has their best interest at heart. But the books are full of codes and stuff that you can listen to, that you can, if you understand how to read these books, the codes and stuff that come up in these books will better enhance your conscious understanding of what's going on all over the planet, you know? But you have to actually understand how to read what's going on in the book. The book is filled with different thought processes that we need to understand, okay? Some of the stuff that's in there you need to understand. Some of it is interpreted. The translation that they give us is pretty awful, you know? just to give you an example, of a series that's in the book that can help you, especially if you listen to shows like Will I Am and other people that's talking about stuff that's really going to benefit you. Okay, remember when Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, "Where are you from?" He said, "My kingdom is not of this world." That means the Romans didn't have jurisdiction, and the Sanhedrin didn't have jurisdiction. So that was a whole story about jurisdiction. If you're not domiciled and you don't have a place to live in a territory that's being occupied by a foreigner, they don't have jurisdiction over you. And the only people that can judge a live being is another live being. That's why they took Jesus and sent him to the people to decide his fate, because neither one of them had jurisdiction. Now, when you look at that story, you don't think in terms of jurisdiction, because whoever's explaining the Bible to you don't understand the codes that's in there. There's so much stuff in there that will help you in today's time and keep you out of trouble with the establishment, that is unbelievable. That's why it was by penalty of death for the farmers when we were slaves to teach us how to read the Bible. See, now they knew how to understand the book. That's why it was against the law then. But once they died off and the old farmers, old white farmers didn't, and their children didn't understand the book, then they made it okay for them to give it to you, because they're teaching you what's in the book without proper understanding of what it's all about. For those of you who are misled about the information in the Bible and the Quran, Bhagavad Gita, Aspi, all those good books, and you toss them aside, be mindful of what you're doing, because there's really some powerful stuff in the book. Go in. When you read it, the stuff that you like, stuff that you appreciate, take it out. Keep it. The stuff that you don't like, that you don't appreciate, leave it where it is. Don't bring it to me, because if you don't like it, more likely I'm not going to like it either, and I'm not going to be sitting here arguing with you about what you don't like that's in the book, when there's something in the books that you do like that we can talk about and gain some kind of common ground with that, okay? Now, most of us, we are here fighting, want to be free. Whew. That's a tall order. Because we're like little puppies who've been raised by its master, fed, clothed, shelter, and everything. And, you know, you got a little puppy and you're teaching the puppy, you put it out, it's going to be scratching a little, and get back in, because they don't know how to take care of themselves. It don't know how to feed itself. It don't know how to do anything, okay? Now, freedom means control. Control of your food? No. Do you have control of your clothing? I don't think so. Do you have control of your shelter? I don't think so. And do you have control of your security? No. You don't have control over anything because you don't know what freedom is. Everybody's working on talking about freedom, freedom, freedom. It ain't trying to grow a grain of rice. It ain't trying to grow no fruit, no nothing. Walk around freedom. Why are you asking somebody else for your freedom when you should be working towards your freedom on your own? You should be acting like a free person. So that if they did give you your freedom, you'd know what to do with it. That's what happened when they, the 13th and 14th Amendment citizens, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother lecture too. But when they told the slaves, you're free, they didn't know what to do. And even though they knew how to grow food, they didn't know what to do with anything. And when they told them they're free, they had to go back to the master. That's when all sharecroppers and all that stuff come into play, because they know they didn't know what to do and where to go, because they didn't raise them and teach them to do anything. Okay, so when you talk about freedom, you're talking about feeding, clothing, providing a place to stay, and security for yourself. Not trying to call 911 if somebody breaking your house. Somebody breaking your house, they're supposed to be calling 911 to get out, because you're supposed to have everything you need in there to secure you and your family. If they break in with ill intent, they can knock off your whole family and be gone before the cops even get there, you know? So you have to think in terms of what you're really thinking about when you start talking about you want to be free and you want this and you want that, you know? Why do you think they want you unarmed? They don't want you having no weapons, because that's part of you being free, see? And the guys that set up the Constitution understood that. They know that when evil comes, evil's coming to force their will on you. That's how they got the country. They got the country through evil. They came to force their will on the indigenous people that were here. That's how they got the country. This is an evil empire. I'm going to say that again. This is an evil empire. Everything in this country is done by force. You're forced through your money, forced through your wages, forced through everything in order to submit to what the 1%'s agenda is. And the 1% know that. So when they come on with force. If you argue with them enough and protest enough and they get tired of it, what they do? They send the troops out to shut you down, throw tear gas, put you in jail, do whatever they have to do. Because they know that you're an unarmed citizen. They know that you don't have the necessary backup to protect yourself if they come at you full force. They go from the police to SWAT to National Guard to military. And all you have is a couple little pop guns running around talking about, I want to be free. See what I'm saying? So I'm just saying you have to wake up to what's really going on. The message is for you to just to raise your consciousness to another level so that you can start thinking with a different thought process. If you want to be free, nobody's going to give it to you. You got to take it. If you want to be free, you have to start being free right now. You know, go out in your yard and look around and say, "Hey, man, what can I grow out here? I can grow some tomatoes or some cucumbers or something." In fact, I just planted some stuff in my yard. I planted cucumbers, tomatoes, peppers, and lettuce. 3 days later, I go out in my yard. Some little dog then got in my yard. One of these people right here let their dog loose because I got a little long alleyway. Let the dog loose. The dog ran up in the alley, coming to my yard because I leave my gate kind of cracked because there's nothing in the yard for anybody to steal. They scratched up all my little vegetables and pooped over there. Unbelievable, you know? So, but little things like that will make you say, "Oh man, I'll do it later on," you know? But no, you have to stick with it. You have to start growing. I'm thinking they might have done it on purpose, because nobody ever comes in my yard. There's nothing in there. All of a sudden, since I try to grow something, all of a sudden something's scratching up the yard and all that stuff. They ain't never been on poop in my yard before. Why now? I grow vegetables. Here they come. There's more to things than what's going on, you know. And did you know that during the Bush administration, they passed a law, they passed a bill to make it against the law to grow vegetables and fruits around your house? They haven't enforced it yet, but the law is in place. If you don't believe what's going on, think about what's happening in Venezuela right now. If you're following the news, the people out there are hungry, they're starving, there's no food in the supermarket. That's a test run, all right? That's a test run for what's going to happen in 2018 when they do it globally. When they do it globally, it's a test run. So I'm just trying to get you to wake up to the reality of what's going on. If you want to be free, start being free right now. Find a way to grow some food. If you don't have a yard or apartment, get some buckets. Put some dirt in some buckets and grow a little stuff in the buckets. Just try to grow something, you know. You can always can the food and so it'll last for a while, freeze it so it lasts for a while, blanch it off and freeze it so it lasts for a while. But start being free now, okay? If you're living in a place that you have a mortgage, and if you're not close to paying your mortgage off, right, if you don't have no land and stuff like that there, then what you need to do is sell a sucker off and go buy another property. You follow what I'm saying? But freedom is what you need to be. Oh, boy. I'm over-talked. I only got a few more seconds here. But the main thing is that you have to start being free right now. You can't wait for freedom to come to you. Start being free right now. Start checking the news. Look at what's going on. They're setting up so that they can create martial law all over the planet because they want to bring this one new world order thing in, which is one world government. That's what they're trying to do. And we're here bringing the message just to try to upgrade your consciousness so that you get a little more into what's going on, you know. Now, I have properties all over the place, no mortgages. See what I'm saying? I pay cash, all right? And Obama put stuff in the works to help you out if you get in trouble following the system. But if you follow the system, you're going to get in trouble sooner or later. That's what they have with the housing bubble, because they plan all this to take your money from you. This is how they roll. They don't care nothing about you. All this is designed to get and take your money, okay? So I only have a few more seconds left. What I want to tell you, too, is that you're not less than, but you're equal to everything out there. You are a powerhouse, okay? So doing what you have to do. Remember, love is and always will be the answer. And I want to thank those who called in again. Thank you so much for listening and being on the air. And if you don't have a comment, that's fine, too. And I will see you next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about health. And I hope that we have one of those resident doctors on here that will do some talking for us, okay? Give some information about health. So I love you, and I'll be talking to you again next week. Peace.